The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, my Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The post-resurrection narratives, those are the stories after Jesus rises from the dead, tell us three very amazing things that happened to Jesus after the resurrection. And they're going to happen to you and me, so it's important that we understand them. First of all, the post-resurrection Jesus was different in appearance than the pre-resurrection Jesus. Remember, Mary Magdalene, the first one to whom he appeared at the tomb, did not recognize him. She thought he was the gardener. It wasn't until he called her by name that she recognized him. Later that evening, the two disciples who had been with him for 3 years of ministry walked all the way to Emmaus with him and didn't recognize him. It wasn't until the breaking of the bread. And so somehow, he's different in appearance after the resurrection than he was before the resurrection. One day you're going to be walking down a street in heaven and you're suddenly going to come to a stop because coming right towards you is probably the most handsome man you've ever seen in your life. Jet black hair, chiseled body. You're going to look in amazement and then you're going to suddenly say to yourself, "Oh my gosh, that's Father Kriegel." I'm not going to look like this after the resurrection. I used to have a full head of brown hair, and then I started working with you Catholics, and look what you've done to me. Secondly, the post-resurrection Jesus possessed a real physical body. He was not some kind of a spirit. We're told in numerous of the stories that he ate a meal with the disciples. Spirits and ghosts don't eat food. And also, we're told that no one was ever frightened by him. They just assumed he was another person in a real physical body. And thirdly, he transcends the limitations of time and space. We celebrate Easter and 40 days later, the Ascension. But most scripture scholars feel that all of this took place in one day. And if that's the case, Jesus was all over the place. He was at Cana in Galilee, he was at Lake Gennesaret, he was in Jerusalem. It would have been absolutely impossible for him to do. So he defied the limitations of time and space. Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was a Swiss doctor who in the 1960s and 70s did extensive research on death and dying. Kubler-Ross interviewed hundreds, if not thousands, of people who had near-death experiences. And they all told her two very important things. Number one, they said, they were aware of what was happening back here. And number two, when they realized they were going to be resuscitated, they didn't want to come back. Because whatever freedom they felt outside of the limitations of time and space was so freeing that they didn't want to come back to those limitations. And so resurrection means we're going to be different in appearance, possess a real physical body, and somehow defy the limitations of time and space. Sounds pretty good to me. Amen.